Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another one of our victory videos designed to strengthen you and encourage your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at an exciting Bible principle that I call strength beyond your own. In a moment, we'll jump into that. First, let me just say a great big thank you to those of you who are supporting your missionary. You know, we have missionaries all over the world. We're the home office for them. We do all the office stuff so that they can do outreach. And every part is important, and your part is so vital. They depend on your prayers and your ongoing support to enable them to do what they do. You know, we've got missionaries almost in every part of the world. We've got missionaries that are doing church planting, leadership training, discipleship. We have others that are involved in the medical aspect of things, various forms of medical clinics and outreaches. We have some that are drilling for water, and that becomes the platform in a community to start sharing about Christ. We have others that do orphanages, feeding programs, aviation, translation. I mean, the list just goes on and on. It's so exciting. I get pumped over this to see what God's doing through His body in these end times. But I want to say thank you. Thank you for praying for your missionary and supporting them because they really do need it. All right. Let's look now in the Word of God at this subject that I've come to call strength beyond your own. I'm going to give three sessions to this. I wish we could just give more, but this is the first out of three, so you want to make sure to catch all of them. But when we talk about strength beyond your own, I think it's important for us to recognize that there's two different kinds of Christian lives that I've observed, and I'm sure you have too. And that's one of striving versus abiding. Striving versus abiding. I would say the vast majority of Christians all over the world, not just in the United States or where you're located, but almost in every nation I've been into, most Christians live in a constant state of frustration. They're striving. They really want to do what's right, but they're trying in their own power. It's kind of like the Apostle Paul in Romans 7, where he said, I want to do what's right, but I can't do what's right. I seem powerless to do it. I'm trying to obey, but I don't end up walking a perfect life. I'm paraphrasing. And you can just see his frustration coming through in Romans chapter 7. And then, of course, he concludes in Romans 8 by telling us that the way to victory is to walk in the Spirit. In other words, quit striving. Quit trying so hard in your own power and learn to yield. Learn the secret of abiding, of yielding, of letting the Lord live His life through you. And so I call that strength beyond your own, because in your own power, you can't do it. Even if you have good intentions, you can't do it. You need God's Spirit, God's grace, that is His power, to enable you and operate through you. So let's look at this a moment in the Word of God. And then I want to share an illustration I saw on one of my recent trips when I was in another country. I saw this and I thought, man, that would be a great illustration for this idea of striving versus abiding. So I'm in Ephesians chapter 2, and I want to look at a classic passage that many of you can quote. And most of us kind of relegate this passage to the salvation realm. You know, verses kind of go in different containers, different bins, different buckets. And this one usually is in the salvation bucket. But I want to take it out of just the salvation bucket and put it in the walking with Jesus bucket. So it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God." Now, I want to play with that just a little bit. I want to mess with you a little bit, so don't turn me off, because I'm going to say something in a moment that you're going to rise up and say, well, I don't agree with that. But when you hear me out, I think you'll be on the same page with me. Did you know that you're not saved by faith? Now, I can just hear you. What? Well, we're not saved by works. Well, faith is certainly involved. That's the man side of things. But really, you're saved by the grace of God. God did it. God sent His Son. You didn't send the Son. God died on the cross in Jesus Christ, and then He rose from the dead through Jesus Christ, and He rose up to forgive us of our sins, and yes, we have faith in that. But I want you to see it's the grace of God that saves us. Our response is to believe in it. Now, again, we tend to relegate that passage to salvation, But I want to look at this in the next verse too on how this applies to your walk with Christ so you can get out of that striving, frustrated realm of Christianity over into the entering into His rest, letting God do it through you. It's almost like you're still working, but it's almost like you're observing Him live your life for you because it's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. But let me kind of mess with you a little bit. For by grace have you been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. So I think we're all on the same page as far as salvation. It's not your works that save you. It's not how many times you go to church or how many times you teach Sunday school class or how much money you give. All those things can be good works, but that's not your salvation. It says, for by grace have you been saved through faith. Now, let me give you a couple of definitions quickly for the word grace. Grace can mean a variety of things, but there's two definitions I really like. One is grace is God's undeserved favor, God's unmerited favor. In other words, we didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it, but God gave it to us. His undeserved, unmerited favor that's granted to us. And that's usually applied for salvation. I didn't earn the death of Christ. I didn't earn His resurrection. I just have to have faith in it. But another definition that I really like for grace is God's enabling power. Grace is God's enabling power. So just like He enabled us to be saved, as we have faith in that, so He wants to enable us to live and walk the Christian life. Not of yourselves. He says, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Now, the next verse goes on to say, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So, you know, if it was a work issue, this guy over here would be like, man, I work harder than you do and I deserve more. This person over here would be like, well, you know, I work even harder than that guy, so I deserve more. No, nobody can boast regarding salvation. Nobody comes close. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But His grace, His unmerited, undeserved favor comes to us. We have faith in it. But then let's learn how to take that same power. It's a force. It's really a force. It's a power that enables us to walk it out and live it. He goes on to say, for we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So we're not saved by works, but yes, we are saved unto good works, which is the assignments God has for your life, the plan that God has for your life, and that's a whole nother exciting realm. Now, let me share with you this illustration. I saw this on a recent trip. I saw a guy on a bicycle, and I want you to imagine this. We've all seen people riding bicycles, and bicycles are prevalent all over the world, maybe more so than even the United States. People ride bicycles to work, to school, all over the world. But I saw this guy, and he had a new device on his bicycle that I had not seen before. On the front wheel, right at the hub, was attached an electric motor. And it was a really neat looking motor. It was just a circular thing, didn't take up a lot of space. And then, of course, it was attached to a battery. But that was a powerful little motor. And I watched him, and he would start off on the bicycle by pedaling a little bit. But once he reached just a certain speed, it wasn't very fast, he could just click in with a throttle, and the motor would kick in, and boy, that guy would just go, and then you'd see him stop pedaling. And there he would go. I watched him for a while because I was in a vehicle behind him, and so I was able to watch him. I saw him come to a hill. When he got to the hill, he pedaled a little bit, but not near as hard. I was looking at another guy that didn't have the electric motor, and he was just he was standing up by this time. He was just having to use his body weight, standing up, just getting on it. The other guy was just pedal a little bit, hit the throttle, pedal a little bit, hit, but he was going with another power. Now, I want to use that illustration. There's a lot of Christians, I'd say most Christians, don't have the motor. And they're over there and they're using their body weight and they're standing up and they're sweating and they're trying to go up the hill. And everywhere they go, it's their own power and their own ability. Now, all illustrations fall short to some extent, and this one does too, but I think you get the point. God wants us to live the way the other guy was riding his bicycle, he had the power. He had an electric motor, and yes, he was having to pedal a little bit. It's not that you're not doing anything, but it's a vast difference, like night and day, between the guy who had the electric motor and the one who was all on his own power. God wants you to have the electric motor. That's grace. Grace is what? It's the force, God's enabling power. You can say it a number of ways. Walking in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit quickening you and enabling you, so that when you come to a situation in life and you're tempted to just pop off and tell them what you really think, you learn to yield instead of striving and trying to shut it down and get to the point like a pressure cooker that you're about to blow up. You learn to yield to the work of the Holy Spirit in you, and instead of letting go strife and perhaps foul language and telling people what you think of them, all of a sudden it's the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness. It's the fruit of the Spirit that's coming out. That's the electric motor kicking in. And you can learn to live like that. We all can learn to live like that. So grace is God's unmerited favor, as in salvation, but it's also an ability. It's his enabling power. His ability and enabling power to live out the Christian life in success. Another verse that I want to share with you on this particular session, and this really illustrates it. Now, this is the Apostle Paul, and this is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I'm going to look at verse 10. And if you know the background here, Paul is trying to defend his apostleship. Because believe it or not, in his day, there were people that were saying he wasn't a real apostle. He was not among the original 12, so, you know, he doesn't know anything. He came after the 12. The 12 are the ones that walked with Jesus, and he didn't, and et cetera, et cetera. So he's defending his apostleship, and he gives us an insight into his way of operation. It says in verse 10, "For by the grace of God," now remember our definition, God's unmerited favor, and also God's enabling power. "For by the grace of God, I am what I am." So let me just put our definitions in there. "For by the enabling power of God, I am what I am. For by the undeserved, unmerited favor of God, I am what I am." He goes on and he says, "And his grace towards me was not in vain." Now, I want to come back to that in a moment, because a lot of Christians have the grace of God, but it's in vain because they've never learned how to yield to it. He goes on, he says, "But I labored more abundantly than they all." Now, haven't we been talking about works versus faith in the grace of God? You're saved by grace, not by faith. Your faith is in what God has done and what He will do through you. So your job is not hard. Your job is just to have faith in the motor, in the power of God. And he goes on and he says, "I labored more abundantly than they all." Now, listen to this. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Wow. Do you see that? Every time Paul went through a shipwreck, an imprisonment, a stoning, a beating, all those adversities the Apostle Paul went through, and probably the toughest one mentally was when people questioned his apostleship. You know, when people start questioning your identity and that they don't agree with what God's doing in your life, that can become a serious challenge for any of us. And we have to always remember who we are in Christ. But he says here, "Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Now, let's look at that before we conclude here. What's he saying? He's saying, yes, I was working more than they all. Who's the they all? All the other disciples, all the other apostles. He said, you could lump them all together, and I worked harder. I traveled more on boats. I had more shipwrecks. I got beat more. I was imprisoned more. I labored more than those guys. Some of those guys just stayed in Jerusalem, and it was like, you know, pulling teeth to try to kick them out so they'd do a world evangelism. But I labored more abundantly than they all across the known world. But yet not I. He said, it wasn't really me. It was the force, the power, the enabling power, the motor of God that was doing it. Now, friend, I want to ask you this. In your life, have you been striving or abiding? Have you been striving or yielding? Let your goal be to really learn about the whole realm of the bicycle with the motor, and you're going to yield to Christ in you. Instead of you trying to do it all yourself and pumping to go uphill, you're going to yield to the motor, the grace of God. And I tell you what, life will be so much more enjoyable and you'll really get more done. Before we go, let me just mention to you some study guides. We have awesome study guides on our website. These are free. Now, you know, a lot of ministries charge for their resources. We have study guides, audio tapes, 400 hours of audio tapes. All this is free. We have videos. But this is one called Grace, God's Ability and Enabling Power. Exactly what we've been talking about. And go to our website. Click on the free Bible study section. And then you print this out, print it out on notebook paper, and you read this and study it and make notes, and you're going to learn even more than what we've covered in this video. And then there's one called No Confidence in the Flesh. And I don't know if you can see that. There's a guy trying to push a boulder uphill. And that represents a lot of us trying to live the Christian life in our own power. No confidence in the flesh. Print this one out. Study it. Make notes. There's a lot of scriptures in here, and it's really going to help you. Well, I trust that this video has encouraged you, and I'm pulling for you to be all that God has for you, to do all the assignments that God has in your life. Remember, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.